This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Players only, come on, put your pinky
rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's the drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Wednesday night. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, streaming online, Rat Pack Sports. You can find us online, ratpacksports.com, Twitter, at Rat Pack Sports with the Z. Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show group and like page. You can find us on Spotify, Rat Pack Sports Show, iHeartMedia, Podbean, Rat Pack Sports Show, .podbean.com. And as always, we are here every Wednesday night to bring you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment. For your listening ears, everybody tuning in, listening, and those who will become new listeners, whether it's podcast or listening live, we appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the Rat Pack Sports Show. And, hey, we're here. This is the moment most of us has spent talking sports. You know, talking off-season moves, transactions, free agency, the draft, mini camps, training camps for a lot, you know, preseason games for we're here. It is the eve of opening the season for the NFL this week. And we have Rat Pack Sports Show. We got the Rat Pack Sports Show Fantasy Football League running in full force. We have two separate leagues going on. I'm actually overloaded a little bit this year. Last season, I only focused on two leagues. Now, I'm kind of – this season, I'm doing more than too. So I'm in about actually five different fantasy football leagues. I'm running in personally two of the Rat Pack and then three others just, you know, through people I know that's got different leagues set up. So I'm loaded, man. And, you know, this is not an endorsement. I'm gonna just put it out there. This is not an endorsement. I just like what they have going. And if, you know, for years I played Yahoo Fantasy. Last year I didn't play Yahoo Fantasy. I was strictly over on ESPN doing theirs. I did a Dynasty League, which was over on Sleeper app. Sleeper. It's an app, but I got to tell you, man, I really do like Sleeper. They do, you know, fantasy, you know, regular fantasy leagues. They do dynasty leagues, and it's all in one place, man. And I like the interface. I like the setup. It's real smooth, not glitchy, great information, and I'm doing three different leagues on the Sleeper app. So eventually, I'm probably going to end up moving the Rat Pack Sports Show leagues over to Sleeper, because to me it's just a smoother experience. And if you're running one of those leagues where, let's say, you want to do a continuous league and somebody may drop out, you can add people quickly. You know, if you're doing a dynasty league, it's just real smooth. So if you haven't tried it out, even if you do like the ESPN interface or Yahoo or, you know, Fox Sports or whichever ones that you decide to do, NFL.com, it don't matter. But get a Sleeper, app a try, man. I think, you know, you're going to like it. I don't even know if they have a web page or just strictly app. I'm going to check right now. No, it is. They do have a web page. So let's see. I think I let's see if I get in here. Probably not, but we'll see. See if I can get in. Because I can't remember exactly what I'm logged on as from an email standpoint. I guess I could go and check real quick, because I have a fantasy football, another one tonight on Sleeper at 10. So I gotta get that one in, knock it out the box. I feel pretty good about my last four drafts, man. I feel really good about it. It's just, you know, just putting it all together. So let me see what my, okay, email settings. What is my email? Because I'm not sure what email I'm using for this app. Let's see. That is the correct email. Okay. Okay. So I just got to figure out the email. I don't want to change my password. But let's see. I don't want to, if I have to change my password, I just do it through my app, man. I don't really want to get into that. No. So I'm not sure. I guess I could. Let me try some email. That's probably not going to work either. I mean, because I'm not sure what the freaking password is. I can't remember what password I use. And it's not going to give me the old password. Hold on. I got it right here. It's a long one. In order for me to see the password, though, let's see. so I got this draft, and we're gonna get into a lot. We'll have William Graves joining us. Nicholas Lane, I think, should be joining us as well. We'll have Boss Hawk Sean Naylor on doing the starts and sits. We're going to keep that going again like we do every year. And, you know, that should be, you know, pretty cool. Every year is really good. And Boss Hawk, you know, does a lot of homework, puts in a lot of time. William Graves actually won a fantasy football league. Fantasy sports 20. Wow. I've never done a password that long, so I would have never guessed this. I would have never guessed this because this is a lot longer than the passwords that I am. Uh-oh. Hold on now. Boys. That ain't even right. Oh, no. Really? Huh. Nope, that's not right. So I guess I may have to change this thing. Because normally, yeah, I may have to change this thing, man. So let's go. Oh, shoot. Man, they tripping. Did I not register? Okay, well, I'm gonna just. So we're gonna talk. So we're gonna talk a lot about the week matchups. We're going to get into also some college football, because, you know, normally I don't really watch college football throughout the week normally, but I did watch a lot of the games. Well, not I, you know, I don't have a game plan package or nothing like that, but I did watch a lot of I watched a lot of games this past weekend, and normally I don't watch a lot of games in the first couple weeks because they're really not those type of games where they're interesting to watch in the first couple weeks. But there's been some good games early on in the season this year. So I have watched, you know, quite a bit of the – I did, you know, watch quite a bit of the games. And, you know, they were very, very, very good. Some duds, but those are games that we kind of thought or knew that, you know, it'll be that type of ball game. And so we're going to get into those as well. And, you know, talk about those. William Graves will be on, so he'll, you know, we're going to get into it, man. A lot of football, obviously, you know, a lot of football, you know, for this show. A lot of football. And, man, where's my team? Yeah, a lot of football. So, you know, I think for those of you, you know, if you're a huge college fan, like I, you know, I'm not, you know, I catch the college games as I can, but I don't go out, you know, I'll still do what I need to do. It's just too many, you know, college games. I mean, there's a lot of schools out there. So if you're one of the ones that just follow, you know, college ball, and you just keep up, you know, keep up with it like that, hey, to each his own, man. But me, I just kind of, you know, pay attention to the top 25, or there's some schools, you know, that I always follow. You know, just some teams that I just followed, then so I gotta look at some stuff here, so just bear with me. I'm trying to do a couple things here at once. So, you know, we'll just bear with me. Oh, bear with me. I mean, I say spare with me. Bear with me. Because I'm just, let's see. That's not it. Where do I need to go? Let's see. Watch this. ESPN. Should I go? Nope. That's not what I want. And I'm also going to do a pick'em. NFL pick'em. It's going to be free. So anybody can join. If you want to join, no, ain't no thing. Just let me know, and it would be all good. But let me, dude, this is not what I want. I'm kind of lost now. But let's see. WNBA. All right, so I'm gonna have to make a phone call here. Let's see. Let's see, that's not what I'm looking for, man. I'm lost here, so let me go here. It should just be simple for me to find what I'm looking for, but I'm just trying to. Oh, here they go right here. So why can I? Why is it so hard for me to find these? Man, what is? Yeah, this ain't working. Cause what I'm looking for, I can't find it. And I should be able to find it. Let's see. See if I can find it. Nope, still can't find it. Man, get out of here. Man. Let me go back. Uh-oh, did I just see something? Oh, they doing the third. Okay. Is this already out? No. All right, so. All right, I'm going to just. Division 3. Yeah, like I said, man, bear with me. I'm just trying to get this going here. Once I get this going, I'll be ready to go. Here we go. Yes. All right. So, schools, teams, brackets. Let's see. What am I looking at here? Schools. All right. Oh, there it is. This ain't got nothing, man. Man, they tripping, dude. Hold on, let me load this page again. Again, folks, sorry about this, but I gotta get this figured out before I drive myself crazy. So, and see, that's not what I'm even looking for. So, this ain't doing me nothing. I don't know. I'm gonna end up having to ask my buddy how he did this. But all right, so let's get started, man. I'll move around and get stuff figured out. But let's get into it. I'll give it up here. College football. We're gonna get into some college football because. The featured games I did watch a lot of, you know, the featured games that was on TV. I did check them out. And there was some awkward scores. There was definitely some awkward scores, some scores that you look at and be like, man, what in the world happened there? So, Few of the schools, you know, that came out, I was, you know, something I expected to happen. You know, there's some really good teams returning. You know, Alabama, I expected that. Not as bad, but I did expect that. In Georgia. we saw Georgia over the last few years defensively, how you know, great they were on the defensive side of the ball. They had nearly their whole defense. You know, they had a gang of players that was drafted. And, you know, some people would have thought, you know, maybe they'll have a down year because they lost so many players. And what they came back with, it didn't look like too much of a drop off. Big time. It looks like they're going to be the class of, you know, the team to beat. As long as offensively they can continue to put things together, it looked like Georgia will be continue to be the team to beat going into this season. They played 11th-ranked Oregon. And I'm pretty sure Oregon is pretty good. They wouldn't be preseason ranked 11 if they wasn't going to be good. And Georgia beat them 49-3. Now, you know, Alabama played at Utah State. And nothing against the Utah State program. They just not ready for Alabama. But Oregon is a prominent Power 5, you know, program that's been really good for quite some time now. So you open the season up in week one against Oregon, prime time, you know, premier game of the week, and you make them look like they just came in unprepared, like on all assets, I mean all facets of the game, offense, defense, special teams, execution, play calling, whatever. They were just head over toes, you know, better. They were just better, plain and simple. There was no doubt about it. So, you know, that game there kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that type of blowout. Was expecting Georgia to win, but just not in that type of blowout. I'll get into some of the other Florida schools. Since I am in Florida, we'll talk Florida schools first. And then we'll get into some of the other matchups. I know I got into Georgia, Oregon, but hey, that was probably the beatdown of the weekend. Even though Alabama 55-0, Utah State, that doesn't get as much of you playing a Oregon team and nearly beating them by the same score, 49-3. So, all right, so. Saturday, great matchup. I watched this game from not start to finish, but I caught it, you know, middle of the first. And I watched this whole game because this matchup here was intriguing enough. Florida hosting the Utes of Utah. And, you know, I've been a fan for some years of Utah. You know, when I was in college, I went to school in Utah. I didn't go to Utah. I went to school in Utah. And I went to a couple games, you know, at BYU. And I never got a chance to attend the university of Utah games, but I watched a lot of their games on TV, and you know, so I always followed them in that manner. And you know, Utah was very good last season. They came in this season ranked 7th. Florida was unranked, and I don't know if a lot of people was looking at this as a runaway for Florida, or a close win by Utah, or Utah winning, beating Florida, and Florida upset. I don't know how they was looking at this game. But I just saw this game as one of them week one games where you cannot overlook this opponent because these guys are very good. And Utah came in. Defensively, they were excellent on defense. Offensively, they were consistent. They were steady. They put pressure on, you know, Florida the whole night. Whenever Florida scored, Utah would respond. Every single time Florida scored, Utah responded with a drive of their own, and this game went down to the wire with Florida winning it at the end. With Utah actually going in to win the game, I thought the play call was a bad play call. That close to the end zone, you still got time on your side. I know it wasn't a whole lot of time left, but you still got time on your side. And the play call, the pass itself, to me, was a terrible pass. Even if it doesn't get picked off by the guy who actually picked it off, you're still throwing in double coverage, and there's somebody literally right behind him that probably, more than likely, would have ended up catching that interception anyway, and the game was still being over. So your best guy is your tight end. Kuthi? I don't know how you say his dude's name. Brent Kuthi. I guess that's how you say his name. But he's your playmaker. He's the dude that is going to pull the double coverages. He's the guy that, in the game-winning situation, I want him with opportunities to win the game. You put the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Number one is the quarterback, and then off of that is Kuthi, and then the other guys. So I would have ran a play to Kuthi, or I would have played off of Kuthi and got somebody wide open. You know, that pass across the middle, that rising through, was a bad pass. I mean, he read the coverage wrong. It was a forced pass. It was a bad pass. It never had a chance. And in that situation in the game, not sure the coach said anything, but that's the last pass you want is a forced pass across the middle. If you don't have nothing, then they normally tell you, just chuck it out of bounds, get rid of it. And that never happened. So, you know, Utah ended up losing the game with at least a chance to tie it. You just don't throw an interception. So, regardless of what the play call is, you still have to protect the ball. You got to take care of the ball because, you know, Utah still had a chance. Even if they don't score, they could have kicked the field goal, you know, went up, tie the game, and then force the overtime that way. But all in all, that Utah-Florida game for me, if it was one of the better games of the weekend, not sure how, you know, being Utah is Utah. You know the committee. Utah would be penalized for losing to an unranked team. But, again, Florida's an SEC team. You know how the sports media view the SEC. So maybe by this, you know, Utah losing this game and playing as well as they did, this loss may not hurt them as much. They may drop a few spots, maybe drop to the 10th or maybe 11th or something like that. But, you know, that's a good win for Florida because being unranked and beating the number 7 ranked team in the country, that is a good win for the Florida Gators, no matter how you slice it. That's a good win. So, other game, I didn't even know this game was going on, so I won't talk much about it. I'm going to just tell you the score. I knew this game was going to be a dangerous game. Again, another team over the past, you know, decade or so that's been a good program for the most part, and they've put out some good players from this school. So University of South Florida hosted the BYU Cougars, and again, when I was in school in Utah, I did actually get to a few BYU home games, and that was, you know, that atmosphere is ridiculous. And since then, I just always follow, you know, BYU, see how they was, just check them out, see how they doing. That's how I knew about Taysom Hill, because Hill, coming out of college, was the quarterback for BYU for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. And during that time, he was a quarterback there. He dealt with a few, season-ending injuries where he had surgery. I think he tore his ACL maybe twice or something like that. But that's how I knew about Hill, because I've, you know, seen him play at BYU, and he was a very good player, heck of an athlete. So I was happy to see that, you know, he got drafted, not knowing when he got to the NFL, you know, he would play this sort of hybrid position, quarterback slash tight end slash slot, or whatever you want to make, give a name for that. But he's been really good, and he's representation of BYU. And BYU beat the brakes off of South Florida 50-21. Knew it was coming. I hope a whole lot of people who are South Florida fans want to come into this game thinking that they actually had a shot at beating BYU. That's a well-established program that has sent quite a bit of players, you know, to the next level. So 50-21, that was a disaster. Talked about Alabama, Utah State, in that game. Next game, Florida team, I want to get into is the game Florida State versus LSU. And that was another game. Great game. It was really good game. Florida State made it close at the end. I think they could have ran away with this game if they would have took it a little bit more, serious, so to speak, or just kept their focus going for a majority part. That would have been great, but hey, it is what it is in that situation. So, where is it? Let me see. Yeah, but, Florida State, had a great game. They came out flying. Defensively, they had a pep in their step that was playing with a lot of confidence, a lot of swagger. And those guys was just – they were flying all over the place. Now, I don't know how good LSU is going to be, but again, it's the SEC, LSU. So people are expecting them to be pretty good. And if you can, figure that part out of how good they're going to be and what are they going to do, then you know what? I think at the end of the day, just have to chalk it up and to go with it about that. But, those games all were great games, going into the weekend. And, really exciting games to watch. If you were a fan of any one of those teams and you watch some games, you probably go away feeling, pretty positive about it. And just, feeling things out. So, We're about at the top of the hour. We're going to have William Graves calling us here soon. So what I'm going to do is, since we're at the top of the hour, I'm going to take our first break. Try to keep these breaks at about 45 to an hour apart. So, you know, we won't have any problems when it comes down to, you know, all that. So, with that being said, we're going to take a quick break, come back on the other side, and continue this show here live. Rat Pack Sports Show live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. We will be back.